Scott Walker's record on passenger rail includes canceling plans for high-speed trains between Milwaukee and Madison before Walker was even sworn in as governor. But Walker's Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb says the Wisconsin DOT is about to spend $20 million upgrading the Milwaukee Amtrak station, is working toward expanding Milwaukee-Chicago train service, and is helping with a Minnesota study of a second daily Amtrak Empire Builder train between Chicago and the Twin Cities. Over the weekend, Gottlieb defended the DOT's record at a Milwaukee meeting of WISARP, the Wisconsin Association of Railroad Passengers.
I'm here to tell you that I think we're doing the best we can. We are making significant investments. I think we're proud of what we're doing.
But WISARP member Laverne McCoy says the Walker administration has been too accommodating to freight rail in the state and has not done enough for passenger rail.
It brings a hardship on citizens. We're forced to buy cars, fly in airplanes at a cost that we can't afford.
WISARP president John Parkin calls the Walker record on passenger rail steady, but the La Crosse resident says a key test for the next 4 years will be going beyond studies and making service expansion a reality.
I think the greatest immediate hope is that we will benefit by Minneapolis-St. Paul on one side of the state, Chicago on the other, and their need to get back and forth.
Parkin says WISARP will make its views known to the winner of next week's election for governor. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.